Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Thursday afternoon. Hello.
It's gorgeous out.
Oh, my word. This is a Chamber of Commerce kind of day in Kansas City.
A little warm, a little windy.
Are you never happy?
Oh, I'm always happy when the weather cooperates.
This weather is wonderful. However, I am fully into the fall mode for clothing.
It's 78.
I wore a jacket yesterday.
It's 80s today, but we've got rain coming.
I saw that. I actually saw that last night on one of the news stations. I was like, are they kidding? Oh,
tomorrow it's going to be 67.
Good. Mm-hmm. It's time. And you know, the colors need it to change appropriately. So they don't just go from green to dead, right? We need the water.
What did you say you wore yesterday?
A jacket.
What is a shacket?
It's like a shirt, but it's a jacket.
It is one of the most wonderful clothing inventions ever made. I own three of them.
Like an overshirt.
I did not realize it's so soft, Scott.
Is that a shacket?
No, this is just a jacket.
Oh.
The shacket has changed my life.
Is it a jacket?
I finally got one. I also wear it like as soft a robe jacket. Now in the morning, like when I'm getting up, just like, you know, I'm unloading the dishwasher. It is the softest thing that I had never heard of that you do not realize you need in your life until you have one.
Okay, you guys no longer can make fun of me for wearing a bathrobe.
No, we can still do that.
The shacket
is a 35-year-old Blue Stafford robe. We can make fun of you.
Better than a bathrobe.
Got it for $20 at JCPenney's.
We definitely 20 years ago out of the catalog.
35 years ago.
Amortization is really paid off on that one.
Hang on. I got that beloved Stafford robe while I was still at KU.
Wow.
From the JCPenney's on 23rd Street.
Wow.
A shacket is a thicker overshirt, not quite thick enough to be a jacket, can still be worn as a shirt if you would like.
When I saw it, Sam, because we got this catalog to choose from stuff, I was like, what is a shacket? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Hang on.
Then I end up ordering it. And it's a Travis Matthews, by the way. So
shout out.
It's very soft.
I mean, we've been calling it an overshirt for decades.
Not what it is.
No, what you're wearing is a shacket.
No, sort of. This is more of a jacket, but it's changed my life.
They're expensive.
Some of them can be, but they're very soft, very fall. Like, I feel like if I went to a corn maze, that's what I would wear.
That woman is wearing a shacket. Yeah. That is a shacket.
A little shacket-ish.
I asked three people last Christmas for shackets, and all three delivered.
I am so happy you have them,
awesome.
Too. So happy. Okay, I got an exciting phone call today, and I don't want to give too much away, but I'm super excited about this, and I want to share it with you guys.
Okay.
Super excited. I get this random call while I'm getting ready for work, and I'm not going to say who yet, but they were like, what are you doing on this date or on this date? And I was like, I don't know. Let me check my calendar. I have been asked, I believe for the first time in my entire career, to be one of the holiday tree lighters for an event coming up in Kansas City.
Like the mayor's tree?
Not the mayor's tree. I mean, that's like, you've got to be like Jason Sudeikis to do that. But a holiday tree lighting is on the horizon, and I am so excited, and I said yes. And when we get a little closer to the day, I will tell you where and when and more and all that stuff. Because I want you to come with me.
I think I already know where it is.
Well, why don't you tell me now where it is?
I'm not going to tell you yet.
And I'm not coming with you.
There are way more than two options. Every city has their own lighting.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Although this is not a city. That's the only hint I'm going to give you.
Is it Western Shawnee?
Crown Center?
Nope.
No, that would be the mayor's tree.
That's the mayor's tree. But anyway, I'm so excited.
Plaza?
I've never done.
Plaza?
Oh, God, no. I've never done the 3-2-1 lights come on. I'm actually out of my mind excited about this.
Zona Rosa?
No.
It's Clark and Tavia Hunt that are doing the Plaza lights.
I saw that. Very apropos.
Wait a minute. Does the person who actually flips the switch really turn on the electricity?
No, it's more like theater of the mind.
It's symbolic. Like
you've got the symbolic.
Theater of the mind.
You've got the symbolic. I want the big old switch where you go.
Actually, the switch is on a cart on wheels, and if they don't have the drape around the front of it, you can tell that it's connected to nothing.
I'm no electrician, but I don't even know that I would have understood that.
Is that Bluetooth?
Okay, I am shocked and a little disappointed in you, Dana Wright.
Well, I just got off the phone with him an hour and a half ago.
No, totally different. We're now 5 minutes into the show, and you haven't even talked about the news conference at 3:30 today.
Well, I didn't want to dive right in with, on this gorgeous Chamber of Commerce Day, with, you know, one of the most infamous, notorious homicides in United States history. But I'm in a good mood. If you want to go there now, we can.
The L.A. District Attorney at 3:30 this afternoon, and we will carry it live, is going to announce his decision regarding the Menendez brothers, whether they are going to get a new trial. Now, all of this would have to be approved by a judge, but whether they will get a new trial, whether they will be resentenced, whether they would, and this even came up on CNN earlier, could be released almost immediately. Okay,
that was the one question. I've been on the phone with multiple attorneys this morning trying to figure out what the different options mean. Who would have to sign off on we are just going let them out? Because, you know, there's no way they're going to be retried. Everyone knows it would be manslaughter. At the most, it would be manslaughter. They've already far exceeded what time they would have served if the jury had the evidence they needed to see, and if it had been charged appropriately.
So a judge has to grant them a retrial, and then it's up to the DA at that point to decide, or the prosecutor at that point to decide, we're not going to retry this. Enjoy your freedom.
The same prosecutor that's holding the news conference today. So why, let's just cut out the middleman and let them out.
Well, that may happen. I mean, the judge would be your middleman, is that right?
Theoretically.
Well, but I mean, a judge would have to make that decision, right?
Yes.
I mean, a DA can't just say, you can't have a DA running for office saying, well, if elected, I'm going to let so-and-so go, or I'll let these guys go free. You have to let a judge do that.
Okay.
But we will carry that live at 3:30.
My phone exploded when that announcement was made today. It was like everyone who's ever known Dana. Right. Did you see? You're going to tune in? You're going to talk about it? Yes. Yes to all of it. Yes.
All right, telephone number here is 913-586-7798. That guy over there is Dan. He's Sam. She's Dana. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
It is time to escape. Let out some air, grab some wine, and go see my friends at the brand new Rose Hill Winery. It is my happy place, nestled in the heart of Rose Hill Gardens. Picture this, a beautifully converted greenhouse and courtyard, offering the perfect setting to sip and relax while surrounded by stunning scenery. Whether you're a wine lover or you prefer craft beer, spirits, their menu has something for everyone. Live music, by the way, every Friday and Saturday night from 5 to 9 p.m. You got to check it out. It is so relaxing. Go to rosehillwinebar.com. Open Thursday through Saturday, by the way. Go to rosehillwinebar.com. For details, Rose Hill Winery, your new go-to retreat.
I'm going to steal Dana's line. Onions, anyone? Story here from Reuters. Yum Brands said today it would be removing fresh onions from its meals at Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and KFC restaurants out of an abundance of caution following an E. coli outbreak tied to McDonald's Quarter Pounder hamburgers. The E. coli outbreak has killed at least one person, sickened nearly 50 others across the West and Midwest. You cannot get a Quarter Pounder at any Kansas McDonald's, and most Missouri McDonald's.
Which, by the way, is their number one seller. That is a massive...
Yep. So here's what happened yesterday to someone close to me. They were in line at McDonald's, and the person ordering in front of them said, I would like a quarter pounder. And he said, like, my ears kind of perked up because I was curious what they were going to say because he follows the news. And it was like, we do not have that on the menu today because
it'll
the
kill you.
Meat.
Because it'll kill you.
The meat in that particular burger does not meet McDonald's standards.
Oh, that's what we're going with?
That's what we're going with.
Blaming the meat?
Yes, and the woman who does not follow the news at all said, well, can I just get, why can't I just get a quarter pound? I can get another burger? Yes, ma'am, but not a quarter pounder. That's right.
Yeah, I feel like going with the meat as the problem was a bad option.
The when meat
the
is
rest
not
of your products are burgers.
Up to our standards. Why not just post a sign saying, if you've been living under a rock, that there's one person dead, 49 sickened. They believe it has something to do with the onions that we had nothing to do with. And out of an abundance of caution, we're not serving the quarter pounder.
Why can't they serve the quarter pounder sans onions?
It's a great question. As of yesterday, that's what they were being told.
Somebody on the text line just wrote in, I just had lunch at Burger King. They don't have onions either.
Why would you mess with it?
This tells me that they all get their finely chopped onions from the same warehouse.
Why wouldn't you chop the onions yourself or, dare I say, go to a grocery store, buy some onions, and chop them up?
Because it takes some time to figure out where the onions came from. And if you are a corporation, you've seen what McDonald's stock has done in the last.
Well, it's
don't even mess with it. We're taking onions off the menu. Sysco, one of the largest food distributors in the United States, has also notified its customers of the onion recall. And Sysco, by the way, does not do business with McDonald's.
It was the same issue almost a decade ago now with Chipotle. And I believe it was their sour cream. They had an issue with their sour cream, and I could be mistaken, but I believe that was correct. And they pulled sour cream off the menu or whatever the product was for like a year and a half because they didn't trust it.
So every year, this is from the New York Times, there are between 20 to 50 E. coli outbreaks in the United States, according to the CDC. In 2024 alone, 13 cases were linked to organic walnuts. 11 cases were linked to raw cheddar cheese. And then in 2019, you all remember the romaine lettuce outbreak.
Oh, yeah. So 2 days ago, McDonald's stock dropped from $3.14 a share to $2.85 a share. It is slowly recovering.
Oh, sure.
Today.
Listen to this. Experts have found that open creeks used to water fields can be littered with fecal material from wild animals and larger scale cattle and other farms. At the time of the lettuce outbreak, Taylor Farms Company pledged to only buy leafy greens from growers that treated their irrigation water to kill bacteria. The FDA finalized a rule last year on how water should be treated on farms that grow produce, but did not require routine treatment of irrigation water. Why would the FDA, first of all, take all of this time when the last enormous outbreak was the lettuce in 2019 to finalize that rule? And then once they got around to finalizing the rule to protect the water that is irrigating the crops, not throw in some sort of stipulation that you have to treat your irrigation water?
Somebody on the text line says the onion on the quarter pounder is slivered
instead of
diced.
Correct.
So what does slivered mean?
Like little slivers. They look like a letter C.
Oh, so
or
not
an L.
Not the round kind of onion.
No.
But it's like half of it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's sliced, cut in half. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There is no treatment, by the way, to stop the disease from progressing once it has started. One of the people hospitalized right now is a child.
Hmm. Okay.
I know the FDA is bureaucratic and it takes a million years to get anything done, certainly with drugs coming onto the market. But it would seem to me if we know this is coming from the irrigation water, the E. coli that ends up on the onions that are watered or the lettuce, why would you not just say you have to treat the irrigation water? This will just keep happening, will it not?
I suspect, yeah.
Well, but what would be the cost for all of those farmers to, rather than using just run-of-the-mill water?
I don't know.
To put it through a water treatment plant.
Beef, by the way, used to be the frequent source of E. coli outbreaks, but several high-profile outbreaks have sparked food safety changes that makes beef a far less likely culprit. Here's why they started looking at the onions.
But didn't you say that the source of this E. coli was excrement from livestock that was
pooping
near the rivers?
You're not going to stop the runoff from farm animal runoff or wild animal runoff.
Right.
You're not going to stop that, which is why I'm questioning why they don't just say you have to treat
the cows.
The irrigation.
Oh, but okay. I guess I'm a little bit confused. If it's the cattle excrement that is getting into the water that is creating the E. coli, could you not deduce that the cows are the source of the E. coli?
Well, no, it's the fecal matter
that is the source
of the E. coli.
That is okay. In the water right. That then the water is used to treat.
All right.
And so they're just pumping the water straight from the stream or the creek
right.
or whatever runs through their farm to then
right.
irrigate the crops. What okay. they're suggesting is that rather than pumping it straight out of that water source, they need to be running it through a series of filters.
Okay. A 17-year-old chess grandmaster has been charged with assault and expelled from a championship tournament after hitting a woman when he lost a match in St. Louis.
Oh, again St.
Yes.
Louis?
What is it with St. Louis
and chess?
Is it like the chess capital of America?
I thought you were going to say, what is it with St. Louis and hitting people?
Christopher Yu, quote, crumpled his score sheet, stormed out of the tournament hall, and struck a videographer from behind after losing a U.S. chess championship match at the St. Louis Chess Club last Wednesday.
There's an official statement from the St. Louis Chess Club. Would you like me to read it?
Yes, I would, if you don't mind.
It's labeled official statement from the St. Louis Chess Club. At the conclusion of his game on October 16th, Grandmaster Christopher Yu crumpled his score sheet, stormed out of the tournament hall, and struck a videographer from behind. The St. Louis Chess Club immediately provided assistance to the videographer and called police who responded. Chief Arbiter Chris Bird expelled Yu from the tournament due to the gross violation of our code of conduct and the U.S. chess safe play policy.
Sam, you mean that physical up, violence isn't part of
Sam,
chess?
The U.S. Chess Federation has a safe play policy. Could we look that up, please?
Safe play?
The St. Louis...
I quit.
The U.S. Chess safe play policy. The St. Louis Chess Club fully supports this decision and has banned you from the club. His results from rounds 1 to 5 will be annulled. Tournament standings will be adjusted accordingly. Players scheduled to face you in the remaining rounds will receive a bye, granting them an additional day of rest. That's what
rest.
This says, an
rest.
Additional day of rest.
This is a 16-page document.
It is,
really,
it
guys.
Is 16 pages.
Well, when one codifies something as serious as the U.S. chess safe play policy, Sam, one cannot do it expeditiously.
So here is the prohibited conduct in U.S. chess.
Battery?
Sexual misconduct.
Okay.
Bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Hazing. Harassment. Emotional misconduct and physical misconduct.
Physical misconduct for 1,000, Alex.
Oh my God. What is it with chess?
And to your point, St. Louis, because the last time there was a scandal where someone was accused of either toe tapping or cheating with a cell phone, whatever it was.
That wasn't tapping.
That was vibrating.
It was, I believe, during some grandmaster championship in St. Louis. In the last, 4 months, 5 months? It hadn't been that long.
They were using a tool that you would buy at Cirilla's, and they had it in their shoe.
Well, the most recent scandal was that one of the players was taking extended bathroom breaks and then would return from the bathroom and make a series of, 10, 15 moves in rapid
succession. Was that in St. Louis as well?
That was also in St. Louis. There, they found a burner phone in the bathroom that said, in a note on the phone, do not throw away. Please do not move this phone.
The videographer that he punched was a woman.
We got weights and fit.
There we go.
He has apologized. So have his parents. And, all kidding aside, there is nothing that will, nothing can undo what he has done. Yeah. He is 17. And the parents are saying nothing like this has ever happened before. We are now focusing on his mental well-being with so many apologies to the woman that this happened to. He was the youngest American master at age 9 and the youngest international master at age 12.
Apparently, St. Louis and chess go way back. They are the home of the World Chess Hall of Fame, which I didn't know existed until.
Is it possible to be upset by what he's done, but also feel incredibly bad for him?
No.
He's 17, Scott.
Well, I understand that, but he sounds like.
At age 9,
emotionally immature.
At age, or is this, you're going to do better, you're going to win, you're going to, we have these prodigy children in the United States where we are expecting way too much, way too soon. And he was a grand champion at 9 and then a super grand champion at 12. You don't think at some point the China there is going to crack? Because I do. And I am not saying what he did was okay. Of course it's not. He should be charged. But he's 17. And the minute I saw his age,
what would you do?
Shades my opinion a little bit.
What would you do if he was a high school football player whose parents expected great things out of him?
I've seen Friday Night Lights and the duct taping of the hands. I think when it comes to the world of music, academics, and greatness in sports like chess.
Chess is not a sport.
I wonder sometimes if the pressure is greater in that realm. Tell me I'm wrong.
I think you're wrong. I think that there is incredible pressure.
With prodigies. When I think football, I don't think prodigy. I think chess, I think prodigy.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. From the text line, it was a rook E move.
Oh, wow. I was going to read that one.
Get out.
586-7798.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For over half a century, dozens of world grandmasters have come out of America's high school chess clubs. Most of the credit for that belongs to the unsung hero of chess, the high school chess coach.
Pawn to rook four, pawn to rook four.
No!
All right, the
one of
chess,
the funniest Saturday Night Live skits.
The chess puns are coming in on the text line.
Of all time.
Oh, don't worry. They'll pawn off the responsibility.
Okay.
He had a terrible night.
Okay.
With a K.
Yeah, obvious.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
I miss John Belushi. There is a part later in that skit, Sam, where he goes, "You call that castling? Why don't you just give him the king? Give it to him." And then he kicks a chair like Bobby Knight.
Well, and then there's the scene where he's in the dark watching a video, and he says, "I've been watching a lot of game clips. I've been watching a
most
lot of
nights,
game footage.
I'm up till midnight watching game footage." It's okay. Him in this dark room with a cig.
We're talking about this 17-year-old chess grandmaster who's been charged with assault and expelled from a championship tournament after hitting a woman when he lost a match in St. Louis last week. His name is Christopher Yu. He apparently crumpled his score sheet, stormed out of the tournament hall, struck a videographer from behind after losing a U.S. chess championship. And you asked before the break about the stress presumably, that Christopher Yu might have been under as a chess grandmaster or whatever.
A prodigy.
And if it compares or doesn't compare to that of actual athletes.
Who, I understand what you're saying.
Who play sports. And I would argue it's either the same or more for young men and women who play physical sports, especially those who are at the top of their class.
But I think we're talking about the same thing in different ways.
Okay.
I think in sports there can be incredible pressure. You know, I've always said The Weight of Gold is one of the best documentaries I've ever seen and will change your attitude on whether or not you want a gifted athlete. And you come away from that and you go, no, I do not want a gifted athlete. The mental health, the suicide rate in the elite athletes is enormous. But I also think there's a category of gifted young people, not only in the arts, but academically and in I don't know. I know it's not a sport, but activities like chess or forensics or all of those things where there are parents where the pressure placed on those kids to excel. I'm not saying that's what happened with this kid, but if you're a grand chess master at age 9 and then you're an international chess master at age 12, that's not happening with a normal childhood. What we would consider a normal childhood, those things are out the window.
This is not supposed to be a pun. Don't you need to check that aggression at the door?
Oh, God.
I'm being serious.
I don't know for certain prodigies. And one of the things the parents said in their statement in the New York Times is that he has trouble expressing his emotions his entire life. He's not a good expressor or appropriate expressor of emotions.
And are you arguing that's because of the parents?
I'm arguing there's no way you can be a grand chess master at age 9 and have a normal upbringing or childhood. It's not possible.
Well, but could you be a LeBron James? I mean, he excelled at his sport when he was very young, went straight to the NBA out of high school. He is the reason, LeBron James is the reason we have the one and done rule in college basketball. He was that good. At a very, very young age, and, you know, arguably he's the second best player in NBA history.
Thank you.
And I would assume that he either put himself under a lot of pressure when he was a teenager or his parents put him under a lot of pressure when he was a teenager to excel at basketball because they recognized he had natural talent. I'm assuming that Christopher Yu is a very, very bright young man.
There's without question.
Right.
But in his parents' statement, let me see if I can find it. Many people have expressed concerns about the mental well-being of our son. As parents, we more than share their concern. Something like this has never happened before. He will be getting therapy to help make sure his mental well-being is properly cared for and that something like this will not happen again.
Well, maybe get him the help he needs before you enter him into a chess tournament in St. Louis.
I mean, I suffered with anger issues as a child, and they reared their ugly head every single time that I stepped on a competition floor, no matter what the sport was. And that was one of the things that sport taught me that I could play out in everyday life is learning to not address that feeling, to overcome the feeling of anger and aggression when I was facing pressure. Because that was how I reacted every time I faced pressure was anger and aggression.
So then multiply that, Sam, by there's now money on the line and sponsorships on the line. And this is for all sports and activities. And I just think we've seen this film before, to quote Taylor Swift. And the ending is not always good.
Great example on the text line, Tiger Woods, who was on The Tonight Show, I believe at the age of 3.
Yep.
With Johnny Carson and his father.
Earl was all of the good things in his life, but I think
A lot of
the bad things as well.
Militaristic pressure in that household.
As well as other things.
There was a story about the shed.
Yes. So, you know, is that true for all families of elite athletes? Absolutely not.
No, of course
But is
not.
It true for some of them?
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. This 17-year-old chess grandmaster, Christopher Yu, has been charged with assault. He's been kicked out of the championship tournament in St. Louis. He's been charged with fourth-degree assault. He was released back to one of his parents at the juvenile court system in St. Louis. Has he been expelled from the tournament for life?
I do not think he is welcome back to that St. Louis tournament. I am reminded of Andrew, the character in The Breakfast Club. Horrible emotional moment where he is screaming in his father's voice, "You got to win. You got to win." We've always had parents like that who are either living vicariously through their child or push them to the brink. And I just think since social media and all that stuff, I think it's gotten worse.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. The DA in L.A. has called for a news conference at 3:30 this afternoon to announce a decision in the Menendez brothers' case. We will carry that live here on Dana and Parks. Luis in Overland Park, hello.
Hey, Scott. I listen to your show. It's a great show. I appreciate it. But today's topic on the 17-year-old chess master, you consider sports and chess in a different level. And I do too. I'm a retired Army colonel. And after 35 years, I retired. And I will tell you that the mind is a complex piece of your body that, as the chess master, he doesn't have teammates to help him navigate through like you do in basketball, like LeBron James. I appreciate LeBron James, his expertise and everything else. But he has teammates and other people that help him navigate through that, his ability to be successful. Yeah. Where the chess master is very much in his head, and it's all about how to make the next move to win. How am I thinking ahead of everybody else? So in my inexperience, but somewhat ability to read minds or read people, it's that inability to let go of some of the things and understand how to lose gracefully that he has not been able to do because his mind is not focused on that. Does that make sense?
Well, Colonel, it does to some extent. Are you arguing, though, that games that require an incredible intellect are in and of themselves sports?
They're sports of the mind. I don't agree with you that they're not sports because the mind itself requires the same type of stuff. You need to rest. Yeah. You need to eat. You need to drink water. You need to do all those things. So, yes, I referee soccer at the college level and the men's league level. So I can tell you I see it every day because I ref every night. And it is you got to understand the difference between the intellectual piece and how much it takes to massage that. I have two very successful sons that they have master's degrees and they have five companies between the two of them. And I will tell you, you have to massage their egos, but at the same time, you have to tell them, hey, relax, calm down, sleep well, because 9 times out of 10, they don't sleep well. And I will tell you, I do believe that a mind is a sport in itself. Over. Yep.
Great call, Luis. Thank you for it.
And thanks for your service. Okay.
Thank you.
I will politely disagree with him because if we're going to argue that things that require a great intellect to perform or to do therefore qualify as a sport, anything involving mathematics or engineering or, my gosh, physics would all qualify as sports, would they not? I mean, being a chemist in and of itself, just the act of being a chemist would then qualify you as an athlete. Or an engineer would automatically become an athlete because it requires a great mind. A doctor, a physician, performing surgery is surgery in and of itself a sport?
It requires stamina that I think most people don't understand. To be that focused for that many hours standing on your feet, to be laser focused on what you're doing.
Is being a rock star a sport? It's very physical. You're up on stage for, if you're, Taylor Swift, for example, is on stage for more than 2 hours a night.
Three. I would argue it requires incredible stamina. She trained for a year for that tour.
But is she an athlete?
She's athletic.
Okay, but is she an athlete? And I think you would agree that she's not.
Probably
she's
not an entertainer. Probably not in the traditional sense of the word.
And Louise, I appreciate your service and I thank you for it. But I disagree with you that an activity of the mind is the same as an activity of the body. I mean, is a ping pong player an athlete?
Yes.
Really?
Ooh.
I mean, we get into these discussions all the time about what qualifies as a game, what qualifies as an activity, and then what qualifies as a sport. And I would argue that ping pong is somewhere between game and activity.
I will say the classic definition of the word athlete says physical exercise. A person who is proficient in sport or another form of physical exercise.
Okay.
So by that definition, ping pong players would qualify.
Well,
that is true. That is a physical exercise. Chess, not so much.
But checkers?
Golf?
Oh, well, don't do this, Sam. Okay. Why?
Cheerleading?
We're almost
definitely
an
athlete.
Almost to the end of the hour, and you bring up golf. By the way, did you see Harry Higgs got his PGA card back yesterday?
Congratulations.
So excited for Harry.
Competitive cheerleading is a sport.
Oh, without question.
Cheerleading on a Friday night at a football game is not a sport.
Here we go.
You don't have a competitor.
Did you guys see the Arizona Cardinals got rid of their cheerleaders?
Yes, it's in the stack.
No way. Yeah. Oh, we got to do that coming back.
Hang on. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, I know it's in the stack because I saw it a minute ago.
Well, that's how I know that it happened.
Okay. We'll get to that in just a moment. The winning ticket for Wednesday's Powerball jackpot was sold in Buford, Georgia. The first time the top prize has been won in that state since 2016.
Oh.
The ticket matching all six numbers worth $478 million was sold at Quick Mart on Buford Dam Road. The winner can choose between...
Buford Dam Road.
If he or she takes the cash prize, it's $230.5 million.
Sure.
What are they going to do with all that money?
You know, hang on for a second. If they take the cash prize, it's $230 million. That is more than half of the prize that they have to pay out in taxes.
That is correct.
Correct. And, Scott, you know if you take the monthly installment, if you get hit by a bus, it goes away. There is no... I would be afraid if I took the entire gigantic thing in installments. I would be looking over my shoulder thinking some Powerball hitman was around the corner trying to take me out.
Rule of thumb,
yes.
If you're young, take the monthly or yearly.
If you're mature.
If you're mature, take it and run.
And why did they highlight that it's been 8 years since someone from Georgia has won? I'm sure that there are other states that someone has never won.
Probably true. I just can't believe you paid more than half of the prize in taxes. More than half.
Probably depends on which state you're in and what their rules are on taxes.
Right. No comment.
Did you say no comment?
Yeah, on how much we have to pay in taxes.
Oh. All right, quick friend. Boy, he is sour this week, man. I'm telling you right now, just sour.
He's all right.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.